Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive off the glove of Sullivan, and into shallow left field. Rein reaches second base with a double. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rein scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Russell, and towards Pickering, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Oliver goes all the way around to score. Pickering moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pickering scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bob Weiland now pitching. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a line drive into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiland moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pickering. Weiland scores. Sullivan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-1 in the game. Norman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kerr reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiland strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-2 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0 for 2 in the game. Grube hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 3 in the game. Van Camp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rhine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Rhine moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 3 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pickering scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rhine fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Sullivan moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbain Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pickering bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate pinch hits for Bill Norman. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Frank Grube. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berry for a passed ball. Sissel scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.